is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we sold our all night long last night. I kept mentioning we were going to do a gun regulation story. We never got to it. So here it is from Washington, D.C. Mark, what is it that they have planned for us now?
Good news. With H.R. 45, Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act 2009, it's introduced in the House. That's why it has an H.R. in front of it. From WorldNet Daily. U.S. Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat from Illinois, the bastion of liberty that is Illinois.
Am I detecting sarcasm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is hoping to pass a firearm licensing bill that will significantly rewrite gun ownership. It's Elmer Fudd's reading the news. Rewrite gun ownership laws in America. Among the more controversial provisions of the bill are requirements that all handgun owners submit to the federal government a photo, thumbprint, medical health records. Further, the bill would order that the Attorney General to establish a database of every handgun sale, transfer, and owner's address in America.
That's worked out really well in the past.
Yep.
Gun databases, gun owner databases, right? Isn't that what Hitler did?
I believe that they checked that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bill claims to...
Well, of course, it'll be different this time, right? Because, it's not Hitler.
The bill claims its purpose is to protect the public against unreasonable risk of injury and death associated with the unrecorded sale or transfer of firearms to criminals and youth.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. Point of clarification. I don't know if it's even addressed in your story here, but what I'm curious about is this going to be retroactive in that all gun owners will have to submit a photo to the federal government, or is it only those who purchase guns from that point forward?
Or transfer them? I mean, if it's... It's kind of unusual for, I don't know, I mean, a lot of people buy guns and then continue to buy guns. They like different guns. They want different things. They collect them. They do whatever. I suppose there are people out there that have bought their gun for their lifetime, and they're going to just hold on to it. But either way, this is going to affect a lot of people.
That's true.
Not to get too excited, this is just another feel-good bill thrown out to make the congressman look good to his gun-grabber constituents. Still, it's a harbinger of tomorrow's federal legislation. If passed, the bill would make it illegal to own or possess a qualifying firearm defined as any handgun or any semi-automatic firearm that takes an ammunition clip without a Blair Holt license. To obtain a Blair Holt license, an application must be made that includes the photo, address, and all previous aliases, thumbprint, completion of a written firearm, safety test, release of mental health records to the Attorney General,
and
a fee not to exceed $25. Of course, you've got to get the mental health records, the safety test.
Yeah.
Further, the bill makes it illegal to transfer ownership of a qualifying firearm to anyone who is not a licensed gun dealer or a collector.
Yeah.
So you can't just sell your gun. I can't just sell a gun to you. Apparently.
Wow. Is that it?
Did you need anything else?
I don't know. For all I know, there's more to it. That's pretty crazy.
You want me to read the Second Amendment real quick to you?
Yeah, sure. Let's get a little recap here.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Does this sound like an infringement to your right to bear arms?
Well, apparently what they meant, Mark, was the right of the government people in that paragraph. That might have been the intention of the founding fathers, with that they just forgot to put the word government in front of people, because clearly they will not be infringing upon the government workers' rights to carry firearms. They will not have any problems acquiring and using their weapons.
No.
It's just the rest of us little folk. The rest of us serfs. And I think this is
disgusting.
I can
tell you that it's just absolutely disgusting. However, it's unfortunate that many of the guys, the boots on the street here, the police officers that would be required to enforce this law if they were to do their jobs, as they're described, are the ones that, are probably the most pro-firearm out there.
A lot of cops are definitely in favor of firearms.
Many police want people to be able to own weapons.
Some are authoritarian.
Many of them are just scared, terrified of the citizenry owning guns and carrying guns. But, it's gonna be a tough place to be a pro-liberty cop when something like that comes
down. That's true. I saw something today, Mark, that here in New Hampshire, there's some sort of bill that's been proposed that will essentially opt New Hampshire out of the union if some sort of gun legislation comes through like this. Have you heard of this piece of legislation? I believe it's been introduced here for 2009. I don't know how successful it will be, but nonetheless, I love the concept.
Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, and Democrat-controlled governor's office.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't think it'll be too successful, but I do love the idea, the basically setting down some ground rules to say, okay, looky here, feds, if you cross this line, we're out. And, of course, I'd rather them just say, we're out, but I do, you know, I'm all in favor of the idea of saying, okay, we're drawing a line in the sand, and if you'd cross it, then New Hampshire secedes. And one of those lines in the sand is gun registration and another increase in federal gun regulation. Any increase in federal gun regulation would be something that would result in secession.
I'm all for that.
We'll certainly.
It's kind of a backdoor, and to me, the only way that secession would ever happen, because I just don't see secession as a viable option. I'm for it, but I'm entirely for it, but I just don't see a state legislature, even New Hampshire's, I can't see it in the foreseeable future saying, yeah, we vote to get out. Now, maybe if the federal government becomes so, just riddled with disease from its fiat currency. Maybe.
How much more does it need to have happen?
Well, currently it's the largest military the world has ever known. You know, the world's still
what else
currency.
Can they do? Well, anyway, so this is what they're planning. Now, look, it's just another proposed piece of legislation, so there is the chance that this won't pull through.
There's a good chance.
Wait, the gun registration? No, I'm sorry. I meant the gun thing in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a chance that the gun regulations will fail, but I wouldn't say it's a very good chance that they'll fail. It seems to me that their odds are really good this piece of legislation could very well come to pass.
Maybe not today and maybe not exactly in this form. People don't seem to think this one's going through. But people are scared of their guns getting taken away under Obama, and I don't think that it's completely an unfounded fear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the first step. I mean, history has shown it wasn't just Hitler. All kinds of despots have had gun registration programs prior to going around and confiscating them. I mean, that's the most useful part of having a gun registry is you know where all the gun owners live.
That's the reason for
it. Or at least all the ones that told you about it, which is pretty much all the so-called law-abiding people. And really, that's the problem here, isn't it? The problem is Americans' willingness to abide by whatever rules, whatever absurdities are handed down from on high. If Americans weren't so damn docile and so obedient, which is, by the way, what they've been trained to be by the government education system.
It's not the history of this country, I can assure you of that.
If Americans weren't so damned obedient and so pathetic, then legislation like this wouldn't even have a chance of seeing the light of day because the federal government would know they wouldn't be able to get away with it. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a situation where the government looked at an idea like government field looked at an idea like this and just said, well, we know the Americans aren't going to go along with this, so throw that out.
Well, I think that what we should have is the government looking at a bill like this and saying, who wrote this? We're trying them for treason. That's the Constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This is clearly an infringement.
Now you're really talking about fantasy, sir.
This person needs to go to jail.
Yeah, that's a real fantasy land idea. But yes, it would be nice. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Ottawa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This thing about the gun registry.
Yeah, scary stuff, huh?
We had the same thing in Canada a couple of years ago.
Really?
But they abandoned it because of the cost.
Why was it so costly?
Well, apparently we have more guns per capita than any country in the world.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And why was it costly, though? They're getting registration fees and stuff. They couldn't cover their costs?
What is the big issue with you guys holding handguns?
What's the issue?
I don't get it.
With a United States people?
I've read somewhere before that you're 5,000 times more likely to be killed by your family doctor from a wrong prescription than be killed by a handgun.
I'm not sure what you mean by the big issue. And
well, when he says you guys, he means the legislators.
Oh.
I have read your Constitution. I have read the whatever.
We'll bring you back. We can keep talking about this. Hang on. 800-259-9231. What is the big issue? Well, I certainly have no issue with it. Carry all the guns you want to. It's your business. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on mandatory federal gun registration. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Even I, a reluctant exerciser, appreciated the dozens of benefits for making the time to get in shape. One way to be able to eat a little bit more is to move a little more. And exercise has so many other benefits. It strengthens cardiovascular and respiratory systems. It reduces the risk of osteoporosis, keeping those bones and muscles strong. It prevents and manages type 2 diabetes, and it eases depression and stress. It reduces the risks of certain types of cancers. It improves sleep, including reducing sleep disorders. It helps manage weight loss and maintenance, and exercise promotes a longer, healthier life. Not only do you reap the immediate benefits of the calories you've burned, but exercise also increases the body's metabolic rate, and that can be very important for long-term weight loss success. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year, totally free, at freetalklive.com. That again, freetalklive.com. Plus, join Free Talk Live for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We're talking about guns and gun rights and the fact that the federal government is looking at some sort of mandatory crazy gun registration thing with where you have to submit a picture and a mental health check and all kinds of nonsense in order to purchase and or trade firearms or sell firearms. And that's really bad. It's really bad news. So one of the things you're concerned with in life is the ability to keep and bear arms. You really need to take a hard look at the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving people, and not just people who are into guns, but people who love the idea of freedom. And of in that category, there are certainly people that guns are their main number one issue. These are people that are getting together in New Hampshire. They're moving. They're picking up their lives. They're moving their family and themselves to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, to ensure that we can have liberty in our lifetime and move in the right direction instead of continually moving down the path toward tyranny. So I think a lot of people in the Free State Project are definitely going to share your concerns on this gun issue. In fact, one of those people is Richard Heller. Now, you may recall, Richard Heller was the man that filed the lawsuit against Washington, D.C. and their handgun ban, and he actually had a Supreme Court ruling in his favor, sort of, over the last year in the summer of 2008. Richard Heller is going to be the keynote speaker at this year's 2009 Liberty Forum. It's happening the first weekend in March, the 5th through the 8th, in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You can get all the details on the event at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Mr. Heller is just one of a bevy of speakers covering a variety of topics, but he's certainly one of the most prominent, and he's also a Free State Project member. So not only is Richard Heller a big name, but he's also a Free Stater, so he'll be moving to New Hampshire and getting active for freedom up here. So you can see him speak as well as a whole bunch of other people. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Liberty Forum every single night. And so we look forward to using that opportunity to meet you. And you will use that opportunity to meet all kinds of interesting people, not just Richard Heller, but and all of the other various different speakers that will be there, but the hundreds of liberty-loving people, many of whom already live in New Hampshire, many of whom are considering a move to New Hampshire. And you're going to have that opportunity to network with those folks and have a good time, enjoy dinners and lunches and after-hours parties and panel discussions. It's a blast. It's the best Liberty convention I've ever been to. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and use our discount code if you want to save 10%. That code is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL to save yourself 10% on the 2009 Liberty Forum at FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We continue here with your phone calls. Mike dropped off from Canada. But he was asking about why it is that this is going on in the United States. Why do you guys let this? I mean, this is my recollection.
It was really going on in Canada, too. I mean,
but he said they had to abandon the gun registration program in Canada because they couldn't fund it. I'm not sure why. I mean, you can always just print out more money. The feds can always print out more money, so I'm not sure why they would have to abandon. I can guarantee you the federal government isn't going to abandon this program in the United States. That's just not their style. It doesn't matter how badly one of their programs is failing. They'll just keep it going. They'll increase funding, and they'll print out whatever money's necessary in order to keep it going. So why is it that people keep putting up with this? That's a good question. Why is it that Americans are so docile and so pathetic? Well, we'd love to have you answer that. I would point to government schools as the major source of this docility problem. But let's go to your calls and see what you think and talk to Phil, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
Yes, super, good, Phil. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the guy from Canada, and he was asking, you know, why this is going on in our country. And I remember towards the end of the break, he said, you know, I've read your constitution and so forth, and I think what he fails to realize, and maybe he's hearing me when I say this, is that a lot of the liberals in this country, people on the left, and even a lot of people in the center, see a lot of that social democratic, I guess they call it, style of government, which is a heavier government influence. It's very interventionist, kind of like how Canada was for a long time, and they're starting to get away from that, as the right way to go. You know, government will protect you, government will take care of you, government will do everything for you, and to do that, they need control. And how do you take control? You take away the people's ability to defend themselves, and I think that's one of the biggest ways the government's looking to take some control and be able to say, okay, we're going to protect you, we're going to do everything for you, but you have to give up your guns, you have to give up your a large portion of your paycheck, and so on and so forth. And I'm seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, the people that like big government sure hate guns.
You know,
they
don't
mind them in the hands of their guys, but
right.
When it comes to the average citizen, no, they don't like that.
Hey, Phil, I see where you're coming from and what it is that you're saying, but let's be fair here. They all want the government to take care of you and interfere in your life, not just the liberals, but also the so-called, you know, conservatives, the right side of the big government aisle. They're all on the same big government. They're basically two sides of the same big government coin, because if it were true that the Republicans had any interest in rolling back the size of the state, they would have done so when they had total control over the Congress and the presidency, and they didn't. They instead increased the size of the state dramatically. They increased the intrusiveness, and they increased the oppression. So I just wanted to make sure we're playing fair here.
I know, and you're absolutely right. I mean, let's be honest, that happened a lot over the last 8 years, where all of a sudden you couldn't really tell the difference between the two parties.
Yeah. But you will be able to tell the difference now. And watch this one closely, because what you're going to see is the Republicans that are now out of power, essentially, are going to come out strong in favor of gun rights in opposition to this. They'll be talking up a good game just like they did in the mid-1990s, and they'll be out there banging that small government platform again, and they'll be saying, please forgive us, Republican followers. We were wrong. We were misled. The taste of power just got to us, and we've found our principles again. Re-elect us in 2012 and we'll roll all this back.
I don't even think they'll mention what they did in the 2000 to 2006.
They'll just
expect Americans to forget it, and
will. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I'll tell you what, I agree, and that's actually why in the past 2 years I became so fed up. I mean, I was a Republican, you know, because I was a small government conservative, but I got so fed up with it that I actually became a libertarian myself. But like, I'm going to point something out to you. I'm originally from D.C. in the Maryland area, which is very heavily liberal, very big government area. Mm-hmm. And now I live out in small town Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, compared to many states, Virginia's gun laws are actually very nice. But why is it that in the areas in which, and let's be honest, I would need a gun to protect my home, you can't get one? Yet out here in Virginia, where in most places in Virginia, you know, crime rate is very low, and there's not a lot of violent crime, I can go out and get a gun wherever I want.
The answer is the state. I mean, the reality is in cities, the government is bigger and more intrusive, and that's just how it is across the country, and you're absolutely dead on in your analysis. Quick question. If this gun registration bill comes to pass, will you obey?
I'm not going to obey. I'm going to have to dig up a hole and put them in my backyard and leave them there for a little while.
Well, if you don't register them, then they probably won't know they exist in the first place. It's going to require people to step out and actually make an effort to obey, at least it sounds like, unless they've got records that lead to you. I don't know. Who knows? Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Will you obey? It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. If doing business right now is taking too much of your time as far as accounts receivable goes, turn it over to SACL CAI. You can get back to doing the things that you got into business in the first place for SACL CAI.
800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Paul in California on the Amp Line. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How's it going?
Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a conversation with a police officer.
Okay.
And normally, this is generally the beginning of a not-so-good story. But he approached me because I had been talking to him. He works security detail at a large building for a large organization, and I have been, he was unusually polite and nice for a police officer, so I've been kind of cultivating a conversation with him, and I started talking to him about the ideas of liberty. Anyway, I just talked to him, and I found out why he got on to this guard detail. It seems that he had been assigned to the field, and it seems he told his student, who had been claiming that he has not been making enough arrests, and he replied, "Well, Sergeant, with all due respect, can you tell me which arrests that I didn't make that were justified?"
And
he just told this guy, look, I'm not going to arrest people just for the sake of arresting them. I'm going to arrest people only because it serves my community.
And so
this is the kind of...
They punished him for that?
Yeah, well, they took they gave him some crap duty, which, I don't know, it didn't look like bad duty to me. It looks fairly comfortable. But
well, yeah, but you could be pretty relatively sure he's not going to get the promotions, when they come around.
Yep, that may be true. But I'm just very impressed with this guy, and I just thought I'd let you know that not every new, he's a fairly young guy, not every new police officer is the gung-ho, let's string them up because we can school of thought.
It's so true. There are some good ones out there, but unfortunately, I believe that the majority of them are not good, personally. That's just the conclusion I've drawn over time.
I argue with you, and I'm just saying that it's been refreshing to meet one that's actually got their head screwed on straight.
You know what would be more refreshing would be to meet some of those guys if they were actually administrators of police departments. That would be pretty refreshing. I mean, it's nice to have the little guys in the bottom that are okay, because certainly that's going to result in some innocent people not being harmed when they otherwise might have been by a sadist, for instance, or some power freak. But if you've got a sicko power freak guy running the department, then... good cops like that end up getting punished, and that's a tragedy. And I thank you for the call, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I believe that up here in New Hampshire, the cops are generally a cut above, at least down from Florida, from whence I come.
It's whence I come.
You're right. From is redundant there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So I believe that the New Hampshire cops are a little bit better. But all that said, I'm sure there are plenty of bad apples up here, too.
The structure doesn't really foster people to be responsible. You hope that the good ones got in for the right reason and that they've stayed good.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And I'd like to see all that change. I mean, it's easy to sit here and I've got so many bad cop stories that are lined up in my email box. I could go for the whole next hour and just give you nothing but bad cop stories.
For the next week.
Obviously we've tried to talk about different things on this program, but obviously I'd like to see these things change. I'd like to see the police doing the right thing. We talked about this last night, that all they have to do to be left alone by the activists is to start doing the right thing. And hopefully the activist pressure will become so much eventually here in New Hampshire that they actually will start doing the right thing. I think we will see those changes over time.
And many police here in New Hampshire would like to see that to be the case.
You betcha. Absolutely. It's just that they're afraid to say anything about what they'd like to see because they're worried about retaliation on the department's part, on the part of the administration. And it's a realistic concern.
Just like that guy was placed on that crappy duty. I mean, retaliation is very real.
There's a cop here, I'm not going to say who it is, but there's a cop up here in New Hampshire who's been reading reading through the New Hampshire laws to see if he can legally speak out whilst on duty. And he's come to the conclusion that it looks like he has protected speech while he is actually an active part of the law enforcement bureaucracy. So it sounds like he will be able to speak out while he's on duty, which is apparently was a concern for him because he was worried that the department was going to retaliate against him. And it turns out if they do retaliate against him, then he might actually have an actionable case against them for the retaliation. So
my understanding, his chief's pretty good.
Yeah, I understand that too, but all that said, it's still a very chilling atmosphere for a cop that wants to speak out against some of the things that the department is doing.
Very chilling.
And so I can understand why those guys are very cautious about speaking out. 800-259-9231. So, you know what, Mark? We've talked about the Campaign for Liberty before on this show, and we've talked about how, this is, by the way, for those that don't know, Ron Paul made a real big splash, obviously, in the primary election back in 2008. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people that were paying attention to his campaign, and he had millions of dollars that he raised, amazingly, on the internet without even really lifting a finger.
And did all kinds of records as far as raising money.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It had never been done before.
Right, especially amongst any sort of liberty-oriented candidate.
It's funny to hear people call in and say they never had a chance. I mean,
that Ron Paul had never had a chance.
He raised more money than... anybody, anytime, or something like that. I don't know what I can't even remember what the records were, but it was amazing.
But when the campaign was over, he still had money left over because, that's how Ron Paul is. He just is a real conservative kind of guy, and he didn't spend what he earned. So he rolled some of that money, as I understood it, into an organization called the Campaign for Liberty, which is a group of mostly young Ron Paul fans that have decided to continue on in the name of Ron Paul and kind of the spirit of Ron Paul and some much, much smaller government principles and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been critical of the Campaign for Liberty on this show.
Yeah. Not super critical, but, you know, there's things that I would have liked to have seen done differently in some cases.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of liberty-oriented organizations that don't get mentioned on this show. The Campaign for Liberty got mentioned and got criticized because they were the new kid on the block, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially our critique was that the Campaign for Liberty hadn't really discerned themselves, differentiated themselves from the other liberty-oriented organizations and think tanks and activist groups out there. Like, there wasn't anything that I was seeing as far as the Campaign for Liberty that was too exciting to me as an activist. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, why are these guys special? What are they doing with their millions of dollars? Why is this such a great organization? And I'm not here to crow too much about them tonight, but I do want to give them credit where credit's due.
Yeah, especially if we've been critical. I mean, yep. You know, it makes sense to give credit.
It looks like they have actually come up with a decent idea. Because up until this point, all they've really been doing is putting some things up on their blog and encouraging people to call their representatives on certain issues, which is no different than what most other activism organizations out there do across the spectrum.
Right.
And it was actually, they did a poorer job than most of the activist groups, because most of the activist groups paid for some sort of software on their website that makes it easy to contact representatives, you know, like downsizedc.org. They don't have that at the Campaign for Liberty, and so I'm not sure what they're spending their money on. But they did come up with something decent, and it is what they are calling the Mass Action, one of their Mass Action Days. It's their first one, and it's going to be happening on February 1st, which apparently they are going to, their plan is, and I guess they're not really going to do this on February 1st, but their plan is to have a day where all of these Ron Paulite kind of folk, smaller government people, will call talk shows across America.
It's not a bad idea.
And plug their organization, plug the Campaign for Liberty, as well as talk, you know, they've got talking points. And I want to get into a little bit of detail on this, because one part is particularly interesting. We'll get to that here in moments. And take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the updates and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to get behind the program and help us get the show on more radio stations and expand out to more ears on the internet. amp.freetalklive.com. Julia joining us a little late, but better late than never. Always good to have you here. 1-800-259-9231. We were talking about, to bring you up to speed, the Campaign for Liberty, this organization that was spawned from the Ron Paul campaign, was, from my understanding, funded by some of the money that was left over in the Ron Paul campaign. And obviously, Ron Paul had a lot of activists behind him. He had a lot of people that were willing to put in effort behind his campaign. And so hopefully some of that has transitioned over to the Campaign for Liberty. But it's been relatively lackluster ever since they had done their convention, which they remember that when they had the Ron Paul convention across the street or whatever from the Republican convention,
right,
essentially competing with the Republican convention, and they really did a great, I believe they did a great job with
that. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
From everything I heard. And so that was kind of their, that was their apex or their zenith, if you will, for the election season. But ever since then, all they've really been doing is just posting things to their blog, you know, a couple of the occasional action items, and they didn't really make it too easy to take action on the things they wanted people to take action on. And so I was less than excited about the Campaign for Liberty, and I can't say I'm too jazzed up about them now, but I will give them credit. They've come up with an interesting idea, and I think it's an idea that other liberty activism groups, like the Free State Project, should consider, because the Free State Project is obviously a much more powerful idea than the Campaign for Liberty, at least in my opinion. But here's what they have. Here's what they are proposing. They are proposing a mass action day, which they're saying this will be the first one, which means presumably they will do more of such things. Maybe they will do different mass actions on other days into the future. But for a first idea, this is pretty decent. They're talking about how National Freedom Day will be their backdrop. Apparently, February 1st is National Freedom Day, and so they're using that as their excuse to call up a bunch of talk shows around the country and make certain points. So what they've done here, and this is pretty well put together, so credit especially on how they handled this, what they did was they put together two PDF documents, and they sent out an email announcing this to their whole email list. So I got a copy of this because I'm on their list. And they give you links to the PDFs in there. One of the PDFs is a list of talking points that you can use to discuss various different liberty-oriented positions on issues you know, civil liberties and the war and foreign policy, the economy.
You name it.
Yeah, and so they go. There's just like a 4-page document, and there's some good points in there, of course, about how it is that less government would be a good idea in all of these areas. And so credit to them for that, for putting it all together, getting the talking points written down. And also the other PDF document is a list of a whole page full of national talk shows, national syndicated talk shows. Free Talk Live isn't on there, but probably the reasons for that are obvious.
We're not
big enough, or they already know that there's no point in calling and talking about smaller government with
having us agree with everything they say.
Right. So brilliant. I mean, what a great idea. You're giving the activists the tools they need to do the activism right there in the email. Here are the phone numbers. Here are the show names. Here are the air times that they're live. So a full list of talk shows for America. I mean, that alone is a pretty useful little PDF.
Forward that to me so I could use it to swipe advertisers.
Okay, I'll do that. But really, I mean, it is a great idea because you're putting the tools in the hands of the activists. You're essentially giving them the instructions they need to carry it out, and it's going to be a coordinated thing, which I think is a neat idea, where all of these people are intended to call on the same day to these talk shows. So the more callers you have calling these shows, the more likely one of them is going to get through the call screener and actually make it on the air and be able to, in this case, what they want them to do is make some of these pro-freedom points and mention the Campaign for Liberty. So I think it's a great idea.
Russia's going to be going to be tough to get on. His call screeners are just ruthless. He doesn't take that many calls, but there's so many other shows out there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And again, they have the full list of various different shows across the country. And I'm only talking about the nationally syndicated ones. Obviously, local talk shows are not listed on this list. So I love the idea, and I think it's something that other liberty-oriented groups should borrow. I think they should take this list of talk shows and use that to do their own National Day of Action to reach out for whatever issue it is they're looking to reach out for, whether it's a marijuana prohibition or it's talking about the Free State Project.
Lower taxes.
Yeah, whatever. And so I think this would work really well for the Free State Project. And one of the reasons why I'm not so excited about I'm not going to participate in the Campaign for Liberty version of this. I will not participate in it because I don't, after looking through their list of talking points, I've really gotten a feel for what these folks are about, I think. And maybe I'm wrong about this. I know they want to get the small government viewpoint back into this discussion nationally, and I appreciate that. I know that's one of the things that they're about. But the very last section of their National Freedom Day PDF here, the talking points that I was telling you about, is about the Republican Party. And they're talking about how if the Republicans want any future, they need to abandon their current policies of big government, high spending, corporate welfare, et cetera, et cetera. They can't be a credible alternative to the Democrats if they propose to run the country the same way. Republicans have lost credibility with their rhetoric about limiting the size of government. We need to get back to our roots. Well, sorry, I'm not included in that we. I'm not interested in reforming the Republican Party. I'm not interested in spending time lobbying to change the political system that is currently established. I mean, I'm not interested
in Washington, especially.
In Washington, especially. I'm not interested in reclaiming the Libertarian Party. I believe that would be a waste of time and effort, a tremendous waste. And I think that it would be an even greater waste to spend that kind of time and effort on a much more established old school party like the Republicans. But yet, here's the Campaign for Liberty saying that they need to breathe new life into the party. The conservative movement must embrace Austrian economics, Ron Paul, and the Campaign for Liberty. And
I agree, I agree that that's what they need to do. I just don't trust them. I just don't trust the Republican politicians. They had their shot in my lifetime, and now you want me to start voting for you again? I don't know. I'm offended.
Aren't these the same guys, the Campaign for Liberty crew, the Ron Paul Republicans? Aren't these the same people who tried to go to the Republican Party state conventions in 2008 and use their powers of numbers to take over? Don't you remember the stories, Mark, where they went in and they had their microphones turned off and they were prevented from coming in and they had their bags searched by the FBI in some cases? I mean, the entire Republican establishment did everything they could to fight against having any influence coming from these Campaign for Liberty folks. And here they are saying, well, we just need to increase the Campaign for Liberty and retake the Republican Party.
You know, I'm thinking about it. There are, I would be willing to vote for certain Republicans, like new ones, as opposed to the old ones that have made the mistakes. I'm not quite ready to forgive the old ones. I might be willing to forgive some old ones that were pretty good on some issues if they learned their lesson. Like, say, for instance, Sununu. I come back to this guy on a regular basis. He was number one rated in the Senate, but he voted for the bailout. And as a result, I couldn't vote for him.
He also voted for a bunch of crap like the Patriot Act before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
He's not a great guy. Or
he's bad news. He's not fabulous, but he's, you know, he's 90%, 85% on the Republican Liberty Caucus's rating schedule. Obviously, that leaves 15% of the time. He really stinks. So, you know, I would be willing to look at a guy like that that was only has to move 15%. I'm not really willing to look at a guy who has to move 40%.
So what was your point in regards to that?
Some Republicans out there, I suppose I could be convinced, you know, have found their way to liberty and the ideas and that kind of thing, but many of them I can't.
Well, right. And what is surprising to me about this is these people have already been rebuffed by the party establishment. They've already had their faces slapped and they've been told, get the hell out of here. We don't want to have anything
to do with
you.
So what do you recommend they do?
Well, I recommend that they join the Free State Project and come up here because I think that's the only.
Oh, many of them are Free State Project members, and
maybe
they're probably
some
waiting
of them are.
For the 20,000 or something like that.
I don't know if many of them are or aren't. I think a lot of the people. It's my impression, Mark. Based
I just
on
called Cato today and you know, got a hold of a gal that said, "Yeah, the guy down the office there, he's a Free State Project member too."
Great. Well, Cato are people that have been at this for a long time. I get the impression that a lot of the people involved in the Campaign for Liberty are essentially political newbies who do not understand what it is that they. You know, all of the things that have come before. They don't understand how established this this particular party that they're trying to retake absolutely is and how difficult this process is going to be for them. They're going to throw effort and they're going to throw time and money at trying to retake this Republican Party, and it's going to be an abject failure. Now, if I'm proven wrong, certainly I'll be the first to admit it, but I think it's going to be an almost insurmountable task to take over the Libertarian Party again with liberty-minded people. I'm not interested in that, let alone the Republicans. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You want to take over the Democrats while you're at it? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.